We're Alive is brought to you by...
They're out there. In your yard. In your garage. And in your bedroom. Who is protecting your home from... tiny invaders? Preventive Pest Control of Anaheim has been servicing the Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties in Southern California with over 15 years of industry experience. They've got a friendly and responsive staff, as well as highly trained and licensed technicians who can offer you greener alternatives to keeping your home pest-free. For more information, call 714-528-BUGS or ZOMBIE at preventivepest.com.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 28. Last Dying Breath.
Part 2 of 3.
I'm what?
I don't know. It stops there. You didn't finish it.
How are we supposed to react to this?
I have no idea.
I saw him writing at LAX, but I didn't think anything of it at the time.
Then when could he have stashed it?
Well, it must have been after everyone came back from the hospital when they dropped off Angel. What's the closest place to the roof? Bill's place.
I trusted him! Michael! It didn't even cross my mind that he would do
Datu,
that!
Datu, it's all right. No one's blaming you.
I wish we would have found out while he was still around.
You think we'd know about any of this if he still was? The only reason we know is because he told us where to find this. I just can't believe it. I never thought he was capable.
None of us did.
Are we sure he wrote this?
Well, I saw him write part of it at least.
But he could have been writing something else.
He was the only one there with me in the motor pool after he shot him. It had to be Galani. No one else knew any of those details.
What I still don't get is why he crashed his helicopter. No one knew he'd done anything. He was clean.
His girl, Hannah. She was the one they shot at the exchange. He asked us what happened when he picked us up from there, so we told him. I mean, he was upset, but I thought he was reacting to us being set up. The Maulers didn't have a use for her anymore, so they found one.
Oh my God, that's sick.
Do you mind if I take a look at it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
You think I should tell Hope about any of this?
No, I wouldn't. What would she benefit from it?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can you even imagine what he went through?
Oh, come on. He sold us out from day one. We'd still have a lot of people alive if it weren't for him.
We wouldn't be here.
Tommy would be. And Bill. Countless others, too. He's the reason things got the way they did.
I wouldn't have shot... him.
Or they could have attacked us anyway. We don't know.
You heard what he said. He convinced them to attack.
He also saved us in the end. We can do this all day long. Whatever happened can't be changed. Can't dwell on it forever.
I don't think I'll ever forget it.
Me either.
Well, do and think what you want, but he's gone and we're here now.
And we're just sitting here waiting for something to happen. Completely out of control of what's next. Sorry. That's not a slight at anyone here. I'm still bitter. I mean, come on, how can you not be?
Well, nothing's changed in our situation since we read this. Would you rather not have known?
I'm just so tired of this. I want things to be the way they were before.
Maybe we're close and we don't even know it yet.
Somehow I doubt that.
So what do we do now?
We keep going like we've been doing.
Easy for you to say.
I'm gonna go play with Lady.
She's with Hope. I'll go with you. Remember, don't tell her, okay?
I'm not gonna say anything.
I won't either.
You all decent?
Oh, finally.
Yeah, we're down here.
I cannot wait to get out of these things.
And maybe we can get some answers finally. I thought the other guy, Puck, was coming.
He's still on patrol, so he sent me over.
You got news on Riley?
She's okay, but they're holding her at Weed for a while.
Holding her? Why?
I think just to make sure she's okay. They tend to be really cautious.
Well, that's good, right?
Which is why I'm here.
Oh?
Yeah, they need to do physicals on everyone else. Make sure everyone's okay.
Physicals?
Okay, that's all well and good, but we have a shit ton of questions that no one has answered yet.
I won't be able to either.
Okay, then when?
We're still waiting to hear back from the Colonel, but he won't meet with you until after these physicals anyway. I need to take you one at a time over there.
What? We're fine.
Doesn't matter. Everyone gets checked out.
I'm a medical personnel, and I'm telling you, everyone's fine here.
Then this won't take very long.
Tanya, they just have to fill out a bunch of forms. It's just a formality thing.
We have female nurses, too, if that's the issue.
That's okay.
Tanya?
I don't need someone all over me.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'll go with you if you want.
Is that okay? Can she do that?
Yeah, that's fine. It'd be better if you went in pairs anyways.
Well, there you go.
No.
What?
No, I'm not going.
It's not a big deal.
No, I'm not going.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
We got a problem in the holdover barracks.
No, we don't have a problem.
Tanya, calm down.
Just don't miss me.
Tanya, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. They are not taking me anywhere.
Where?
She ran down the hall.
No, no! Get hands on my dress! Please, Bill! No!
Get her over to Weed now.
CJ took us into another room that had a small TV and stacks of DVDs. Vic and I ended up watching part of the surveillance recording of the attack on our building. I kinda wish I hadn't. I guess I was curious. We ended up fast-forwarding to the part she talked about, and I have to say, she was right. Something was up with how Kalani acted, just didn't know what.
Turn it off. I've had enough.
I warned you. But now, you know everything I do. No one would come looking for this place after what happened. I didn't have to worry about Kalani or his friends coming back. But this guy, he's still out there. The one who cornered me downstairs, then just left. That's who I'm more interested in. Now you can return the favor. Tell me what you know.
The one in the suit?
Yeah, with the gray skin.
Those are tattoos. I know because I saw him up close. It was when he was in our tower. We shot him in the chest. Didn't work. Think he might have been wearing a vest because he played dead, then got up and ran off. So I chased him down, but he jumped out the window. Bert ended up shooting him from there, but only hitting his hand. That's it. The only time I've seen him, at least.
Hey, don't look at me. I got no clue. There wasn't none of those kinds of things near where I lived.
And where's that?
You wanna? You tell her. It's up to you.
There was a place down south where a bunch of people lived together, run by a bunch of assholes. I had to leave. Not much more than that.
And there weren't any of the different kinds there? What sorts have you seen, Saul?
Ones that run fast. Ones that jump. That stupid fucking tattooed one. Lizzie said something about skinny small ones that had black numbers on them. Massive ones. Weak ones. Look, it's a crazy world out there right now. You think it, we've seen it.
And you're sure you never saw any kinds that were special further south?
Nothing like that.
How far?
30 miles, I guess. Direct shot.
Really?
I mean, there were a couple clever ones, but nothing like this guy's talking about, and sure as hell nothing like that big one.
All right. Huh. Interesting. It's, 0.83. No. Huh.
You gonna say something or keep doing that?
How long do you have with your current supplies?
What? Like food?
We got enough.
You think you're gonna be able to make it on your own with what you have right now? Finding whatever you need?
We'll be all right.
And right now, you don't have any leads on your friend.
We found you?
Yeah, that ended up a bust.
The way I see it, you've got nowhere to go.
Yeah, like you're offering? You've tried to kick us out like 3 times already.
Well, maybe.
Really?
No. Look at her. There's a catch.
What is it?
I'll just get to it. He says there weren't any of the different kind down south. But there are in this part.
Go on.
Which means something up here is different. That something might be right here. Some of our teams got sick when they went near this place, called it Ground Zero.
Yeah, Kalani mentioned you did that.
Makes you feel like your chest is exploding. Yeah, I know all about that.
And there's no place like that where you come from?
No, nothing close.
Maybe that's what's different.
So? What if it is?
I have enough supplies here to last for a long time, and my home is strong enough to keep most things up. But not all things. Ground Zero might not be any more than a toxic spill, but I need to know.
If you need it so badly, then do it yourself. We're not your errand boys.
Saul, yeah, you wanna... Yeah, come here.
What?
You really want to wander around out there, day to day, wasting time, trying to find food or somewhere to sleep? I mean, you could spend this time looking for her.
She's just gonna give us some supplies.
We could get more than that. I mean, you want me to handle it?
Like I want a heart attack.
Seems to me like you know this could be dangerous. Otherwise, you do it yourself.
So what is it that you want? I could get you a few weeks' supplies.
Mm-mm. Not enough.
2 months. That's as high as I'll go.
Mm-mm. Indefinite. We stay here.
Get out.
Wow. Nice negotiating.
Hey. I've been there. I know what it's like. This would be worth it.
I'm only curious. That's not worth depleting my supplies 3 times as fast.
Oh, come on. Okay, you can't pull that on us.
Pull what?
You know you were happy to see us follow you.
Really? Because I distinctly remember trying to shoot you.
But you didn't. You wanted to have someone else here. That's why you took us back, showed us around. We might be the first people you spoke to in what? A month? Maybe more?
I don't need anyone.
Not saying you do, but Vicky here...
Don't call me that.
Vicky was making a good offer. He knows the place, been there. Right, Vic?
Yeah.
It's fair, right? I mean, we'd be risking our lives. Come on, we'd be helping each other out.
All right.
Atta girl.
I don't know whether I should be happy or not.
Hey, smile. Don't be messing up my deal now.
I want this done right away.
We'll be on it first in the morning.
Morning?
You don't expect us to do this now, do you?
Fine. 8 a.m. You're gone.
Can we at least make it 9? Here it is.
You can sleep next door. There's 2 bedrooms.
You don't waste any time.
I'm gonna lock you in for the night.
Is that really necessary?
I don't need you wandering around. And you leave with blindfolds tomorrow. I'll drop you off, that way I know you don't lie. You make it out alive, then you can know where to come back to.
What about something to...
There's food and everything you'll need inside. Now, go.
What about... Never mind. Aw, man. What did we get into?
Several blocks out from the apartment building, she took our blindfolds off. Apparently, she had already took the liberty of packing up a bunch of stuff for us. The back seats were loaded with equipment.
What the hell is all that?
You'll need it. There's a few extra magazines for your M16s.
Are you crazy? You had all this?
You two ever scuba dive before?
No.
I hate the ocean. Why?
You'll see. We're almost there.
We're nowhere near Inglewood.
I know. Come on. We need to do this quick.
You want us to wear these things?
No. I just wanted to give them a tour of the city.
Damn, they're heavy.
Careful. I got up early to grab this stuff. I don't need you breaking anything.
Fine. You deal with it.
Saul, yours is the blue one in there. Victor, yellow. Go ahead and put on the harnesses.
Okay, so it's hard to breathe near there. I get it, but what if it's something more?
Than just the air?
Like radiation or something.
Then, these won't help.
You want to kill us? Here, take my rifle.
You start to feel sick, turn around.
What do you expect us to find?
If I knew that, I wouldn't be sending you.
No, but like, what if there's nothing?
Nothing is something.
We'll come back and tell you all about it.
No, you'll take pictures. I'll still see where you went.
What if the camera breaks?
It's working fine now.
Well, what if we break it?
Then you can go back and do it again. Here, hold this. Victor, come here.
How's this thing even work?
Can you hear me with this on?
Yeah, no problem.
I guess you won't need the communicators.
Just one less thing to weigh us down.
Yeah, no shit. How can normal people deal with this load? It's heavy.
It's lighter in the water, dumbass.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Not so bad. Almost full battle load.
I tried to keep it as light as I could. Okay, you're done. Just pull these tabs on the mask when it's time.
How long we got on this?
Timed one this morning. Took about 45 to 50 minutes.
Jeez, what time did you get up?
That'll give you 20 in and 20 to get out. Check your gauge. I marked it. When it hits 50%, you turn around. You need help with...
No, I got it. What does the rest of this crap do?
Don't worry about everything else. Once I open the veil, you're good to go.
If you say so.
How can we aim at anything with these masks in the way?
The back sight. Flip it to the bigger opening.
Oh, so that's what that's for.
All right, you're both set. Go ahead and head out. I'll meet you back here.
Where are you going?
I have a safe house on the street. I'll keep an eye out for you when you come back.
If you say so.
How the hell am I supposed to drive with this thing on my back?
You'll figure it out.
Your valve's open.
Yours too.
I'll start the clock.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive.
Have a theory on what might happen next? Talk about it with thousands of other fans on the forum at forum.zombiepodcast.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein,
Shirley Jordan, Otto Sturck,
Jay Oligario, and
Constance Parn.
I'm Michael Swan.
Music intro by Brother Dan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Zombie intern Eric Wargo. Line producer Simone Nepper. Script supervisor Danny Wayland. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.